Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Spencer Davis Group bringing us back. 17-2. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business if you'll just use it to your advantage. Just go there and listen, read, ask questions. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask you different questions. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rick Matheson is with us, folks. He's the author of The On-Demand Brand. It's all about the digital marketing strategy that you need to be developing. That's what we've been talking about. Rick, tell us how we can find your book. How can we find you online?
Yeah, great. You want to go to ondemandbrand.com. You can learn all about the book there.
All right, so check it out. Thank you for that. Rick, when we talked about earlier, we talked about you were telling us about the trend. One of the trends in social media is that activity, the overall activity is actually dropping a little bit. But, you know, social media is not just about Facebook and Twitter. It's also about user-generated content and people connecting that way with each other and sharing ideas on products and things like that. And I think I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I don't think that's going to get smaller. I think that's going to get bigger.
Sure. I mean, to be clear here, we're talking about percentages of Americans using these things relative to the whole universe of people using the internet.
Right.
So it's not numbers. Numbers are going up. Raw numbers are going up. So don't, you know, we need to
right.
be clear about that.
Right.
And I think we're just going to have a recalibration and really start to dial into great ways to use social media next year.
And don't you agree with me that this everything you're telling us is actually clearing some of the noise and some of the dust out of the way so small business owners can find a way to make social media work for them?
That's right. That's right. It almost plays perfectly into the hands of small businesses.
Yeah.
So there are three major trends for 2011 that are really going to help small businesses. And one is sort of this, there's going to be kind of a backlash for social media. In my book, The On-Demand Brand, I look at Whopper Sacrifice, which was this Facebook app from Burger King, by which you could earn a free Whopper sandwich for every 10 Facebook friends that you dump.
Now, wow.
This was so wildly successful that Facebook actually ended up pulling it after so many people complained about getting dumped.
Really? why did they do that?
It was just, you know, to have
that's,
fun
you know,
with
that's a side. That's the side of the king that I never knew.
yeah. There's a mischievous side to the king, and I think that they were just kind of looking ahead. I think that Burger King was watching some of these trends fall into place. And in 2011, you're going to see more authenticity in social media as mm-hmm. more and more people start dumping these, I'm going to say air quote friends who aren't
right.
really their friends anyway.
Right.
And brands, smart brands, large and small, are going to benefit this. And how this benefits small businesses who use Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and who else is helpful because their friends and fans and followers are more likely to be people they actually know and who they actually know.
Well, and the interaction is genuine and authentic, not clutter.
That's right. Big brands can't compete against – it's a kind of counterintuitive, but big brands can't compete with small businesses.
They can't. They can't build the relationships that we can.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this is not inconsequential. One Rice University study found that Facebook fans of a small Houston-based cafe chain actually visited 20% more often than non-fans
yeah.
and spent 33% more.
I believe that.
Really benefiting small
folks,
business.
Folks, he's talking about a small business.
Yep.
That's a small business right there.
Yep. And then the other big trend for small business to watch is location. Location is definitely where it's at this year. So I'm sure you've heard of Foursquare and Groupon.
Yep. Yep.
These, you know,
did you hear that Groupon turned down $6
billion, dollars, yes.
from Google? Now, boy, that takes some stones to do that.
Yes, definitely. And you know, they must be really bullish on where they're going. And
yeah.
They probably have good
reasons. $6 billion, that's with a B, folks.
Yes.
You know, I have my standards, Rick, but I think my standards may be just maybe 2-3 cents below $6 billion.
right. But you know, you look at Starbucks, who has been just doing phenomenal
yeah.
Business through Foursquare and things like Groupon. Foursquare has been, Starbucks has been seeing its check-ins, people checking into Foursquare, go up significantly over the last couple months. And just this week, Chipotle, the Chipotle brand, has seen check-ins go up 23% just in the last week. And so in 2011, look for more and more small local businesses to start using check-ins on Foursquare.
Tell the audience what a check-in is.
So check-in is when you walk into a restaurant or establishment and you, quote, check-in. You use Foursquare or another app to say, hey, I'm here at the store. And in exchange for checking in, you might get a badge or you might get a special offer associated with visiting the store.
And here's the thing now. See, now, folks, this plays perfectly, Rick. You've lurched uncontrollably to a major point that I'm trying to get across to my audience, and that is customers are telling you, it's okay to follow me home. I'm not going to be at your website a lot. But you can follow me home with stuff. And one of the follow me home tools is what you were just saying, the check-in opportunity. But folks, they're not doing it at their desktop. They're doing it on their handheld.
Right.
Because they're not at their desktop. They're in their car. They're walking to the restaurant. It's in their handheld. They're pushing the app. They're doing that kind of thing. Folks, this, when people say follow me home, increasingly that home is in their hand.
That's right. In fact, PayPal just came out this morning saying in Wired magazine, they said mobile plus social plus local is the biggest opportunity in history.
It's huge. And here's the thing, Rick, and we've already talked about this, folks. Please believe me. Please believe Rick when we tell you this is custom made for small business. This is the best news for small business since somebody made the laser printer. I'm telling you. It's our pocket on a shirt. This is going to be the handiest thing that you've ever had, but you got to play there. You got to go and suit up. You got to get involved. You got to be part of this universe. If you can't do it yourself, hire somebody to help you. There are people out there who'll do that. Rick Matheson is one of those guys. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.